In his new album, the jazz saxophone giant Joshua Redman takes us on a journey across this country, America. Opening with a bit of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land and quickly taking a turn or two. Every song evokes a place, a city, a region of the country, from Philadelphia to Phoenix, New England to Alabama. It is a record mostly of standards reimagined. It is a rediscovery, an exploration, a meditation on America, the sweet and the bittersweet. And the title is called Where Are We? And with us now is jazz artist Joshua Redman. Great to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's so wonderful to be with you. I'm actually a big fan of the show.
I love that you're with us. And I'm fascinated by your album and the title. You know, I was born in upstate New York, American, but, you know, lived abroad and kept coming back to the U.S. And I'm always trying to see the country anew from the outside or with fresh eyes. And for your musical journey, the title is Where Are We? And I wonder, what are you exploring with this question, with this phrase?
I'm trying to engage with this country as it is and as it wants to be. You know, I mean, I was raised in, you know, Berkeley in the 70s. My mom was bohemian, you know, super, you know, progressive, super radical, you know. And there are many things that trouble me about the incongruence between the American dream and the American reality. Yet I have never once thought about living anywhere else. You know, I mean, this is not the easiest time for us as a nation. But, you know, even though I see the failures, I believe in the successes that we've had. And I believe in the possibility for growth and evolution and ultimately, hopefully, some sort of transcendence.
Well, your American journey, Joshua Redman, earlier on began with you heading to Yale Law School many years back, and you took a little detour into the world of music. It became a long detour. And 3 decades on, 8 Grammy nominations later, this is your first with the renowned jazz label Blue Note, and the first with a vocalist, Gabrielle Cavassa. And here she is on the track Chicago Blues.
Going to Chicago, sorry, I can't take you.
This is a reimagining of the Count Basie song, yeah, Going to Chicago Blues. What does Gabrielle's voice, a vocalist, add?
I always wanted to sing, but knew very early on that I couldn't. And I think one of the reasons why I chose the saxophone is because in instrumental jazz music, which is mostly what I've played, you know, the saxophone is in a way the closest thing to the human voice, or at least I felt like it was the instrument that I could best sing on and sing through. But what Gabrielle brings is a real voice, a real human voice. And there's nothing more beautiful than a human voice. It's the most beautiful instrument in the world. She has a particularly beautiful instrument. She is an incredibly soulful and sensual and evocative singer. There's an intimacy and a vulnerability in her sound that is really quite unique and captivating. And and playing with her has allowed me to, in a way, even though I no longer kind of occupy the center of the melodic attention, I feel like this has been some of my most relaxed and soulful and lyrical playing that I've ever done.
Well, it is a soulful listen, certainly on this end. On this album, you have a couple standards, including Stars Fell in Alabama.
Stars fell in Alabama last night.
And your version of John Coltrane's Searing Alabama. Is there a sentiment here you're expressing about the South?
You know, it's more a juxtaposition. What I wanted to do was put two very different songs that represent two very different American realities and experiences and perspectives, filtered through the lens of a single state, in this case, Alabama. I wanted to put them in juxtaposition and put them in conversation. You know, Stars Fell on Alabama is a beautiful, classic, romantic, uplifting American songbook standard. Alabama is John Coltrane's musical meditation on the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in 1963, which is one of the horrible acts of racial violence in this country, and also something that was a kind of watershed moment for the civil rights movement at the time. That's something that we play with a lot on this album, is, you know, putting different perspectives and experiences, moods and emotions in conversation, and especially, you know, within songs that deal with the same region or place.
You know, as you are kind of paging through the history of America, flipping through the musical Rolodex, you come upon Bruce Springsteen and you cover his Streets of Philadelphia, made, of course, for the movie about AIDS in the city, starring Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. You know, we'll hear the Springsteen version a little bit and then yours.
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself.
I saw my reflection in a window and I didn't know my own face. Oh, don't leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia.
Tell us, Joshua Redman, about this choice. I'm adding to an album of jazz standards a version of one by a rock legend in this country.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty insane choice, I have to say. I mean, he's an amazing artist. His music has changed the world. But I think the nature of this project, you know, the concept of, you know, the fact that we were doing songs about cities, and this is one of the great songs with the city in the title, and, you know, doing this record with a vocalist, and, you know, we kept the structure of the song intact for the most part, but, you know, really put a lot of elements in there that, you know, it's a very different kind of sonic palette than the original.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, different, and then... But you're tapping into the familiar in our ears as well. I mean, you go to a lot of different cities. You go to New Orleans with your version of Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, popularized by Billie Holiday, by Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. You also have the song After Minneapolis, which I want to ask you about.
Sure.
Clear references to George Floyd, Knee on Neck.
Yes.
I think those are the opening lyrics, and there is what to me is a fraught wailing sound from your instrument, from the saxophone. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
I've never been a big conceptualist in terms of making records. I always want the music to drive the concept and not vice versa. But there are some ideas and concepts that are being put out there, you know, perhaps more explicitly than I have been comfortable doing before. So it was originally just an attempt for me to kind of process it. It was a very personal thing. Obviously, the act shocked the world and it was a galvanizing act in our land and in our world. But for me, it was more a way of trying to process some things. But eventually, as we were planning this record, I remembered I had written the song. I started writing lyrics to it, which I had never done before. And it turned out to be, we felt comfortable playing, and it was a cathartic experience.
As people listen to your album in its totality, I mean, which takes us to different cities, different reference points in American music and in this country's history, what do you want us to feel or ask as we listen to this album?
First and foremost, I hope the music makes people feel something and makes them think something, whatever it is. And then I would hope that maybe to the extent the music on the album engages with the idea and the reality of our country, I would hope that it does so in a broad and varied and in a questioning way. I would hope people feel both a sense of love and allegiance and pride in the country, and also a sense of a realization that for all our successes, we have had many failures as well, and that that we have a long way to go, but we can come together wherever we are and find a way to make this a beautiful land for everyone.
We have been talking to the acclaimed jazz artist, saxophonist Joshua Redman. His new album on the Blue Note label is Where Are We? Joshua, it's been a great pleasure. Thanks very much for sharing some time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Scott.